Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
The podcast is coming! The podcast is coming!
What do you say that now?
Yes!
They're coming now?
Yes! And
oh,
guess
no.
What?
Oh, what?
Rumor has it, they are sponsored! No! Not! We're not sponsored.
Oh, what is it? Get it, spit it out. I know you're excited.
We're brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
No.
It's fresh out of the horse's mouth.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
I don't. This, we're all over the place with this.
I know.
Watch this.
Watch this ad.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching this ad. Listen, hey, we want to let you know that it's our busy season, okay? We know that it's our busy season because it's your busy season. It's summer. Kids are out of school. You guys are going to camps, mission trips, all those types of things. But guess what? You need t-shirts. You need hats. You need stickers. And where else can you get customizable templates than SundayCool.com? There's nothing better. Look up here. Look at me. Make eye contact. Thank you. Listen, if you go to SundayCool.com, we have hundreds of customizable templates for you, for your group, for your organization. There's nothing better than this, all right? We offer 72-hour turnaround after art approval. We get it to you fast. It's going to be nice. It's going to be soft. It's going to be remarkable. Won't it be?
Yes.
So what are you waiting for? Go to SundayCool.com. Start your order today. We love you.
Yes.
The Digital Italy.
What?
What? Which one?
He's like...
the Statue of Liberty. Literally.
Literally.
Guys, this is a Statue of Literally.
He's like spitting.
Yeah.
What is that? 53 per minute?
What was that? 53 per minute?
I can't remember what that was from. How we looking?
I think pretty good.
Pretty snazzy, I say. You feeling good over there, Miss Lady Liberty?
Yes.
You have to speak with a French accent because you're from France.
Right. Oh, no.
A gift from France.
Ooh.
Do you guys know? Do you know who I am?
You are.
Let me get a hint.
The British are coming.
Hagrid.
Yes. That's exactly who I am.
Paul Revere.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Excellent. What Lily said, you look like Mr. Darcy.
Oh. You have bewitched me both body and soul, and I love. Love you.
All right. Get a room.
Take my breath away.
I currently have in my possession $10,000.
That's that one? No, it's 10,000 pounds a year.
Oh, I make 10,000 pounds a year.
That's impressive.
He must be rich.
He's a man of fortune.
He's a man of fortune.
I wish we still talked like that.
We could.
We got the Patriot on.
Nice.
Getting in the mood. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah.
Woohoo. A little early, but it's okay.
A little early, but we have to celebrate.
4th of July falls on a Tuesday. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have the 4th off? Do you know?
Yeah, we
usually do.
We
do.
We always do.
So we'll go to work on Monday and then have Tuesday off?
Yep. Maybe we can convince them to get us Monday off because I would have a 3-day weekend.
I doubt they'll do that.
Yeah.
No.
They can't do it. I just
not
asked.
Not very American.
No, they just said no.
No.
Bummer.
Sorry, everyone, for watching this.
But Tuesday will be good.
Yeah.
We're going to party at your place.
Party in our house.
Is that like the fourth time in a row? Third time? You guys have hosted?
About the fourth.
It's got a good spot for it.
So we should do something really big because it's the fourth party on the 4th of July.
Let's do it.
Well, we are. We're doing a best side dish competition. Who is best dressed American?
Which you gotta just wear that.
I'm gonna wear this, but like get like really short, like Daisy Dukes on. Real American. Some cowboy boots.
Yes, and fireworks. Of course.
Of course.
It's gonna be perfect. So excited. Almost makes me wanna sing a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just kind of, I don't usually get in the singing moods, but.
Yeah.
Today I feel a little patriotic.
All right.
Yeah.
Lady Liberty?
Yes, I would like a song, please.
Okay. Just give me a second. I'm just going to
type something up real quick.
Yeah, I'm just going to type up, what is music?
Google, what is music? What is a lyric?
It's a combination of notes and sounds.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, look at that. Uncle Sam's got a guitar.
Oh. That's not Uncle Sam.
I pointed at Uncle Sam.
Yep, you did.
You looked over there.
I did.
Am I your uncle?
Yeah, we'll try something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Andrew, you got something a little, yeah. Maybe.
Oh. I've got nothing. I'm just going to start playing, and we'll see how it goes.
Maybe I'm tell breathing. A story.
I'm smelling apple pie.
Oh.
Yeah. Freshly grilled hot dog.
A bald eagle.
Mm.
That was an eagle. That was a dinosaur. Still a dinosaur.
Eagle's tough. No. That was nailed it. That was closest. Oh, closer. Hotter.
That was good.
That was, the beginning was good. Then it went to a seagull at the end.
Yeah.
Very seagullish of you.
Okay, yeah, let's try right. Something.
Yeah, let's dabble.
Feeling like 6-8. 1, 2, 3.
Don't know what that
four,
means.
Five,
yeah, I think 6-8 is good.
3, 4, 5, 6. It was 1776, the year our country was born.
Our uniforms and battle flags, they all were ragged and torn.
The British laid down their arms and took their tea back home.
King George lay disappointed, he had nowhere to roam.
Our kingdom and our land had spread from sea to shining sea.
The founding fathers finally built a land of liberty.
A land of liberty!
Land that we once called free was taken over by greed.
Wars broke out, laws were made, leaving the people in need.
Leaders, oh, they came and gone, they filled us with their lies.
But at least we didn't live in a land that called them chips, not fries.
There was no changing our minds, there was no reasoning.
Because of what the British lacked was proper seasoning. Was not lost, a man was born, rising from the ashes.
The year was 1968,
when he first put on the glasses. He traveled this land, not on a horse, but candy red Camaro. He drove us all to Flavortown, and took away our sorrows. His name is Guy. Our
guy
Fieri. It is Ninja Butterflies.
What?
Guy Fieri,
our founding father,
saved us from
bland food
from the British.
He absolutely did. There was a lot of problems that Americans had when we first started this country. Sure, slavery. Sure, inequality. But the top of the list was lack of seasoning, right? We can all agree on that as Americans. That was probably the worst of our problems. And thank you, Guy Fieri, for making our dreams come true.
Yeah, I mean, I would say some of those things were probably the worst. But...
Let's not split hairs. Let's not.
Wow!
You like that ballad?
Wow, I loved that. You're starting to get kind of away from it being a ninja song.
That's all right. There's only so much great. You can sing about ninjas and butterflies. Do you that see me keep amazing. On pointing down for you to go lower?
Yeah, I know.
Like, go lower, go lower.
I can't keep getting much higher, Andy. You low, me high. You low, me high.
Wow.
Yep, so Guy Fieri, thank you.
Josh texted me at, 1:15? We just started writing our song, and we film it too.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelsey walked in. She's like, "Oh, so you have your song ready?" And I was like, "No, it was like 3 hours ago." She's like, "What?"
Typical.
Oh,
it works out though.
But this is where things take a turn.
Oh no!
Because we have a question.
Oh jeez.
Yep. Very serious question sent in by a viewer.
Well, the eyes of America are on you. Let them hear it.
Yeah. This question was sent in by an American.
Mm. An American viewer.
An American viewer.
Wow, we don't have a lot.
Mm-mm. Some would say very few.
Some would say more than one.
Some would say that. Everyone be quiet. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Is the U.S. better than the British?
Yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah!
America! America!
Oh my gosh.
Lily has a gun! Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful.
I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas are
I forgot to say welcome to the show.
Yeah. I was looking at you. You literally go back and look at me because I was like, let's say it, say it.
I hate to say this, but I do have to pee again.
What? Go for it.
Bro.
Go for it. Run, run, run. Paul Revere, you have to yell so the mic catches up to you, though.
The urine is coming.
It's running down my leg. Someone get a mop. All right, so how do you feel pretty confident about your top 10?
My top 10.
How much time did you spend on it?
I was in the bath with Jane. That's how... fast it was.
That's insane to me.
I've thought about this a few times in my life.
That's crazy. Just in case.
My mom has asked this question like since I was in high school. Who was on your...
That's what you said. Goes, your mom brought it up first, right?
Yeah, she always goes, my team. My team. It's like a competition.
How big's your team, Mom?
It's a big team. She was thinking about it. She goes, I would have... she was naming people in the living room and they were all family members. So she wants to keep them alive.
Oh.
But she's using them for their resources.
Because, yeah. She just there. Oh, also maybe because like you know, blackmail.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, it's like, hey, you have to have people you know and you trust.
I guess.
And also you can.
Yeah, I know this about you.
Yeah, exactly. I have literally 10 only, and I'm not entirely happy with my picks. But
I don't think you guys let your imagination roam.
That's you have a different level though. You click. That's what I'm saying. Like I need more time. But I think like with you, you're able to give examples like immediately at the drop of a hat. And I have so much time to think about it. He's back.
Why do you scream like that?
You're running at me like that in your outfit.
It is an intimidating outfit, but you look good.
That was a lot of urine.
Hey, how was it?
Because of this.
1 out of 10. How yellow?
Very clear. Very. So, I'm very hydrated.
Do you know how the scale works? 1 out of 10.
No.
1 being clear, 10 being extremely yellow.
Oh, 2.
2, nice.
Yeah.
Good for you, bud.
Thanks. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We were talking about our top 10 lists and how easy it was for Lily to come up with hers, but not for me.
Oh, yeah. So are we just going to jump right into
it?
I'm excited to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Too.
So what we have here is we are doing our top 10 zombie apocalypse dream team.
Yeah,
who would you want by your side for as your team when we head into the inevitable zombie apocalypse?
Fiction or nonfiction?
Dead or alive does not matter.
Yep. And fiction or nonfiction?
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. I thought
and
you were
dead or not
a
alive.
Question.
Oh, no. I'm saying they can be fiction or nonfiction.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, it could literally be any person or thing that you want. So, who wants to go first?
You.
Me?
Also, your song. Did you do your song?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'll do my song.
I kind of feel like we're all going to have the same song.
No.
We're definitely not.
It's the theme song.
We're definitely
song.
Not with him.
The song is your theme song for the zombie apocalypse.
Okay, I'm gonna do my song at the very end.
Okay.
Okay, so.
We obviously can't play it because of copyright reasons.
Yeah, I'll just say it out loud.
Okay.
Yeah,
you'll
okay.
sing it?
No.
Oh.
Can I go?
Yeah.
You told me to go. Quit talking with your wife.
Okay, right? I'm excited.
Okay, number one, Captain Sparrow.
Hey, good one.
Captain Jack Sparrow, because one, he can figure anything out and he can take away us at sea. It's perfect. Number two, LeBron. Leadership, athleticism, and he's a cool dude to hang out with. Let's do it.
You hung out with him?
Yep, all the time.
Oh.
Number three, Usain Bolt. Speed, he's a good scout, and he's an incredible swimmer.
Mm.
The dude's just, he's ready.
Did not know that.
Yep. Number four, Ron Swanson.
Okay.
Okay.
He's survivalist, on my list. Food, we're good.
Woodworking.
Number five, speaking of the devil, Teddy Roosevelt.
Ooh.
The dude is just a monster.
Didn't he have a pet bear?
He had a pet everything at this point, I think, at one point in his life. Number six, John Wick.
Okay.
He's on my list too.
Dude, he's killing everybody. Number seven, don't agree with him on everything, but the dude will do anything. Tom Cruise, baby. Just to have Tom Cruise on my team.
The actor or like Mission Impossible Tom Cruise?
Mission Impossible Tom Cruise. Any action movie Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Ethan Hunt.
Yeah. Ethan Hunt. Number eight, kind of a bad pick, but I'm going medical and comedic on this one, Dr. House.
Oh.
I didn't think he has a limp.
He's on your list too.
And so he's going to be on a legal. I'm going to have to wheelchair him or something because he has that really big limp. But number nine, kind of cheated. Don't matter. It's a duo, the Mythbusters. They could start a civilization, I guarantee, like that.
Okay.
And then number 10, you're thinking about plants and growing things when it's completely impossible, and also fighting tactics, Matt Damon. From the Mars movie and from Bourne Ultimatum.
Okay.
So I'm being a little picky choosy there.
We're getting a little here. There's going to be too much crossover.
And your song?
I'm going to think about the song because I told you that's the one thing I haven't got yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to think of a song.
Well, yeah, we'll come back
I'll
to that.
I'll look right now, yeah.
All right, Lil, let's hear yours.
We have some crossover, Andy.
Okay.
My Zombie Crew. We're kicking it off with Nick Offerman. So I didn't say Ron Swanson. I said Nick Offerman.
Wow. Interesting.
Number two, Matt Chandler.
Matt Chandler. Okay.
Three, Dumbledore.
Got it. That's like a superhero really cheat code right there.
That is a really good one.
Four, Claire from Outlander.
For your doctor.
For my doctor / she could source things from the earth. John Wick was on mine too.
Good.
My whatever number this is, Nicole from scheduling. Nicole Campana. She's one of the most resourceful people I've ever met
in
my life.
That's hilarious. I was like, what movie? What? I was like, from where we work? That's so funny.
Jason Bourne. Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, nice.
I know, because then we can eat good food. Uma Thurman from Kill Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
And my husband, Josh.
Wow.
Listen, me and Kelsey are already one, so she's already there. And she has the sole.
So let's replace me.
Okay, I will.
No, she has the sole responsibility to repopulate the earth, okay? Yeah. That's on Kelsey.
Our spouses are a given.
Okay. Then my other person is the blue guy from Guardians of the Galaxy with his little arrow that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Because he'll go through all the zombies' brains because you got to get him in the brain.
That's actually a really good pick.
That is a good pick.
I know. I was thinking
well
about it for a
thought
while.
Of.
Thanks.
Andrew.
All right.
What's your song?
Oh, I'll tell you right now. It is Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's a good one.
Because it makes me think of war.
Yeah, it does.
Zombie law.
Oh, that red, white, and blue. Yeah.
My blood starts pumping.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks, I know.
Yes.
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 Yeah, yeah.
You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Yep. All right. So I did put my wife as number one because you need a reason to keep on keeping on.
Okay.
So that's my reason. Okay. Moving on. Mike Glover. You know who that is? Ex-Special Forces. He owns Fieldcraft Survival. He's a survivalist with 15 years military experience.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Eduardo Garcia. He's the chef who lost his arm. So he's kind of like Iron Man and a natural foods forager.
Okay.
Oh, but missing an arm.
Missing an arm.
But he has
But he has the expertise. So he's good.
He's like a, pocket
is
knife.
Is he bionic?
He's literally got like a hook and claw and attachments. Oh. He's a real-life superhero. Joe Rogan, because that dude has combat experience and a head full of potentially useful information.
Okay.
Mm, yeah. Good one.
Shout out to a dude that used to work with me in student ministry, Bruce Dixon, combat controller, 30 years of missions, 3 free fall jumps into conflict. So that dude literally called the shots in war.
Well, you're very combat forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're building a military.
I am. You ready? You ready? This is my favorite military person, Bolo Young from Bloodsport, Chong Li.
What?
Those are a lot of words.
Have you never seen
Bloodsport? Okay, yeah.
Bloodsport,
yeah, yeah,
like the Jack dude.
That he's in our intro, right?
Yep. He actually.
He's that guy.
He escaped China across a 4-kilometer body of water that they guarded and would shoot people out of. And when he got to the other side, they thought he was a spy because he wasn't riddled with bullets.
Wow.
So actually escaped. Anyways, he's a beast.
Yeah, well, he's no Captain Jack Sparrow. He literally. Got off an island using back hair off of turtles. Come on.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Back hair off a turtle.
He was eaten by a Kraken.
Yeah.
Yep. Tony Stark, because Iron Man. Duke Hanamoku, because you need someone who can swim and fish. And then Dr. House, because you need someone to keep it real.
Did all of you guys say Dr. House?
He is on my list.
That's so funny.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay.
I made a joke about Ken Jeong.
Oh, yeah, your song.
Because he's a medical doctor and he'd be funny.
Who's Ken Jeong? The Hangover, yeah.
Mammoth Pelican.
Oh, nice. The Bourne? Oh, no.
No, it's like the indie, like, epic rock that's just instrumental, but it's heavy.
It's
the song I've showed you 100 times.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I also don't know anybody on your list.
Me?
Him.
Oh.
Tony Stark, Dr. House.
I know those two, yeah.
Okay, ready?
My wife.
Yeah.
Here we go. William Wallace.
Hey, nice. Good one. Good, the real one or Mel Gibson?
Probably the real one.
Okay.
You could I'm sure interchange he was great. Yeah. They have a statue of him at the Castle in Edinburgh, so he had to be pretty awesome. Thor.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And then... I originally put MacGyver.
Yeah.
But then I went, Tony Stark is probably more intelligent than MacGyver.
Okay.
John Wick.
Well, nice. We just watched the Wick movies, that's why.
Amleth from the Northmen.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's a good pick.
I will avenge you, father.
That's a really good pick.
I will save you, mother.
The kid one, right? Him as a kid?
Yeah.
I will kill you, Fiora.
Will Ferrell.
Oh man!
Why?
So good.
Just to hang out with Will. Like a good laugh.
That would be great
every now and then. And he would just be so funny with all these guys.
Yeah, you're right.
He would be a great leader. He would be a really great.
I'm gonna go get some water or something. You know, like it'd be a fun Legolas.
Oh,
Legolas,
the archery.
Legolas.
You need a good archer.
I did House, Doctor, and then I'd put Farmer. Just a farmer. But then Tyler's like, I said, Tyler, do you know any good farmers? He's like, Old MacDonald. So Old MacDonald.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, the creativity, that's what I was really lacking on, like the really specific
old
characters.
Old MacDonald.
And then Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Just because.
Why?
I think he would bring a chillness to everything.
He's a modern philosopher.
Like, hey, the zombies are coming. It's all right.
It's all right.
Hey, we don't have to worry about anything.
Listen, right, a zombie ate half my brain yesterday. I'm fine.
I'm cool with it, man.
Cool, dude.
All right.
My list was not funny at all.
Yours was like, this is happening.
Yeah.
And my song, I have a song, but I also have a new song. But my song is Clam Casino, the band, I'm God, which that's a weird title, but I bopped to it.
Yeah, you showed me this morning. I've never heard that song in my life.
Or the new song, the TikTok song, Hurts Me, because I bopped to it this morning. I'm like, I love this song. Yeah. I love this song.
You know, we're married, and I've never heard any of these songs.
I've showed you Clam Casino.
No.
I have. It's okay. You don't remember. It's okay.
What, like, so I don't know all these music. Like, what's the vibe that these songs are? Because, like, I was struggling. Like, do I want something chill that's just going to, like, keep me level-headed? Or do I want something that's, like,
mine's full? Chill. My song would go great with, like, a apocalypto battle scene.
Yeah. I feel like all of our lists
that's
and everything.
That's chill to you? That's chill, like, apocalypto
like
battle?
A movie scene. It's like a slow motion. It's like, there's no hope.
Yeah. you're all going to die.
We're going to die.
Yeah, but we're good with it.
It's very telling, everything. So you're very combat oriented. Me, I have to get amped. I'm trying to get myself amped, so I got all these people around me to get me amped. And Josh is like, we need to calm down. I'm going to have an anxiety attack.
In mine, I just found it because that's literally the only song that, like, it's the one song that I sing in my car. I know every single word to. I'm a terrible singer when I do it, but it's high pitched and I'm screaming it.
Mm-bop.
And it's almost. This will be An Everlasting Love by Natalie Cole.
Aw.
This will be. Because it's just like, it's one of those songs. It's like, it's such a great feel good song, but also it would be hilarious in a big fight scene. Yeah, like if I just put on my headphones like Peter Quill and then just went crazy with that song, it would be a blast.
Good list, everyone.
Yay, that was good. Now who's going to win? Out of all of ours, who's going to win?
Well, here's a question Tyler asked. He said, what kind of zombies? World War Z zombies or The Walking Dead zombies?
Because
that's a really good question.
What?
What's that show?
The Last of Us?
Last of Us zombies.
Oh, yeah. The clickers are terrifying.
I feel like those are kind of like World War Z zombies a little bit.
I think those
are the most accurate because over time they get slower and stuff, your body deteriorates. But if you're infected, like in World War Z, your brain has like no...
You're like rabid.
You're like, yeah, like you have no concern for yourself, like safety. So it's like you're using every muscle in your body. Like it's like a chimpanzee at that point. It's like you're going to, like your body's going to fall apart while trying over that barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
My list would be good over with World War Z zombies.
Yeah,
I'm less scared of World War Z.
Less scared?
Yeah.
How are you less scared? Those things are running like 50 miles an hour.
No.
And they run?
What is that? No.
What?
What am I missing here?
What's the last time you've seen World War Z?
I've seen it like 7 times.
Those are the ones that like they stack up. They like climb walls.
Yeah, like ants.
Like they run like this.
Those ones you don't want to mess
with. They don't look as scary as the Last of Us ones.
Oh, why didn't we think of Will Smith's character from I Am Legend?
Oh.
He would have been a great guy to be a part of it.
No, he's a downer.
Yeah, but he's smart and he's athletic.
That's true. A murderer.
He's a dog murderer.
You bring me down. It's like, cheer up.
Speaking of murderers, I'm really excited to talk about our president facts.
I'm so excited to talk about our president facts.
Should we go into it right now?
My story's so good.
Yes.
Perfect.
Wait. Well, before we get into it, let's talk about current news that is happening today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The Titanic submarine.
Dude.
Whoa.
I've literally been it's been blowing up my feed all for the past couple days.
This is either going to be like the greatest triumph or a...
Very sad story.
Worldwide tragedy.
Yeah. Right now, there is a submarine from OceanGate called the Titan that is now lost at sea. It had 96 hours of oxygen. And there's like four or five people in there.
They got lost on Sunday, which today, when we're filming this, is a Wednesday.
Yep.
So they have very minimal amount.
They have around 24 hours or something like that and left of oxygen. If nothing else has happened.
This is going to come out, and we're going to know either way.
Yeah, it'll be confirmed. I mean,
so you guys, when you're watching this, you're like, we already know what happens. We don't, because we're living in the past.
Absolutely. And it's the thing is, it's just really strange what's happening, because there's been no connections. It's an eight-hour dive down to the 12,000 feet mark.
12,000 feet.
They lost signal with them an hour and a half into it.
Yeah.
So they weren't even down there yet. They weren't even like in this thing is ran by one push of a button. You see the one button it has for power?
Have you seen the submarine? So this dude, he built the submarine and he like the way he's like, this is the future of underwater tourism. Kind of like how Bezos is doing like the Blue Origin stuff. So he's like, he built his own underwater exploration, whatever. But his submarine, it's like bare, and there's one button. Boop, it's like the power on.
It's an arcade button. It's one of those like little like green arcade buttons.
You click
buttons,
it turns green,
and it turns on the submarine.
And guess how you drive it?
How?
This like thing that you can buy on Amazon.
Logitech controller.
Oh, no.
A Logitech controller.
It's like an Xbox controller.
No.
It even has the multicolored four buttons on the side, just like an Xbox.
Oh my gosh!
That's how you drive it.
I wouldn't trust that to like game.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Someone's like, did they just forget to charge the controller? And I know that's a bad joke, but it's like, like, what are we doing? Doesn't seem safe. It's a risk. And they knew it was a risk. They literally classified this as an experiment. And that thing that sucks with experiments is there's a lot of risk involved. And for this one, it was almost all risk.
Yeah.
Like it's so sad.
I don't understand why they wouldn't I feel like, you know how we have like air traffic control, why there wouldn't be something similar. Under the water, maybe it's because it's so seldom explored. But
they, what I just saw recently today from some news in England, which
shout out England,
America,
we love you.
I don't
though.
Know. I was just like, we don't learn this thing.
We still beefing?
They said that the Coast Guard has been dropping like sonar detectors, mm-hmm. and they've heard an interval every 30 minutes of a like an SOS knock.
No way.
Really?
But it's the what it's capturing is so vast.
Oh no.
Where they can't
pinpoint.
That's
so terrifying.
Yeah.
We need to do like a Dunkirk thing where everybody gets their boats out and goes, look, I'm in there. It's way under the water though. Because
they say you miss by an inch, you miss by a mile in the ocean. And yeah. So it's, I know that's for like most of the time when they're looking for things in the sand, but like still that's got to be incredibly difficult. Mm-hmm. And did you know how they lock it? It's locked from the outside.
Oh, geez.
With 17 bolts, really.
So here's the thing, too.
So it gets removed. Like,
this submarine. Yeah, this submarine, the Titan, it had 7 safe fails, basically, to float back to the surface.
Okay.
So one of the theories is that they had to jump up quick to the surface, but they lost communication. Mm. So, in fact, they're floating at surface, but no one knows where they're at. But they can't get out.
They can't get out because
they're
you have
bolted
to get
from the inside.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So it really is a sad situation. We hope and praying for a miracle at this point. But, I mean, these guys are, couple of these guys in there are, like, billionaires.
Yeah.
And which is, like, cool. It's, like, this guy's he flew with Jeff Bezos to space last year. And it's, like, cool, you're living a full life. But one of the guys has a 19-year-old son in there. Aww. And that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, it really is a absolute big bummer. So, who knows what's going to happen with it, dude? Super weird.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have Starlink satellites connected to that thing, and it's not dinging. So, it's like, is that going to fall back on Elon at all for responsibility on some of it? Especially if it gets up to the surface and isn't dinging anything.
Yeah, one of the guys, or this guy interviewing the man who invented the submarine, was basically like, hey, he's like, so you're telling me this thing is foolproof? Like, you won't sink or lose. And he's like, yeah. He's like, it's foolproof. Like, it's an unsinkable submarine.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guy said, well, that's what they said about the Titanic.
Oh, well, yeah, an unsinkable ship. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and now they're in this situation.
And it's weird, the similarities in the name, too, though. I mean, like, that.
But tell them about the book.
I'll look it up, but it's, I think it was 1906. The Titanic sank in 1912. I think it was in 1906, about 6 years before. There was a guy who wrote a book called The Titan. About an unsinkable ship. And so a lot of people put like the conspiracy theory, like, oh my gosh, did this guy predict the future?
Wow.
Because this, you know, this obviously had so many comparisons and it got hit by an iceberg in the book, got hit an iceberg in the, like in real life. And so now it's like, you named the thing the Titan. Can we just leave the Titanic alone?
Yeah.
Can we just leave it?
There's a whole conspiracy about the Titanic and that it wasn't in factually... So the Titanic had a sister ship.
Yeah.
And the sister ship didn't have insurance on it.
Oh.
And was heavily damaged. And the men, I want to say it was J.P. Morgan, that was like one of the backers.
Yeah,
of the Titanic.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
He was like, well, we got to collect insurance on this. So they quickly scrubbed the paint off and stuff and wrote on the Titanic or Titanic. Went out to sea. J.P. Morgan was actually supposed to be on that ship.
But then didn't get on it.
Didn't get on. They went out, and then they sunk. They were able to collect the insurance money.
Wow.
Yeah.
1,500 people or something like that that died.
Yeah.
It's so sad, crazy. Dude.
But they've been examining the hull and stuff of the Titanic. Mm-hmm. They said it actually looks like in the boiler room.
There was an explosion?
Explosions.
Wow.
Like, it's very suspect.
Yeah, very. That's so
strange.
And,
like, the fact that the guy in the crow's nest didn't have binoculars.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
And the captain, he went way off course. It was, like, something like 200 miles off course.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me.
Towards icebergs.
Kind of surprised me where the actual thing is. Like, where Titanic actually went. Like, they said, what was it?
Off of Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
400 miles away, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, wild stuff.
Listen.
Absolutely wild stuff. And everyone's... Yeah.
Wow, that was good. Yeah.
That's my ship horn.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh.
But right. I was doing it like that, but it's like but leading down. Like... Oh. Wah, wah,
wah. Didn't work.
That's the sound the Titanic made actually when it went into the water.
Oh.
I know that this is in the future, but whatever the outcome is, either... be praying for those people's mental health recovery as they have reemerged, or be praying for their families.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
In mourning.
Absolutely.
Not very fun.
Scary stuff.
Yes.
And it's not very funny, so apologize.
No, it's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
But you know what is funny?
This ad, so don't go anywhere!
Hitty hitty, a decree by the king. All subjects wearing t-shirts must oblige. You must choose boring designs, boring ink, and not super soft tees.
Boo! Boo! What? Down with you and the king! I don't care what you say.
How dare you?
Listen, I'm not going
to
listen.
What do you have to say?
Y'all tell you what I have to say.
Tell me then.
Listen, I went to SundayCool.com, and they have tons of inks. They have tons of types of shirts, and they're super stinking soft, man. I ain't going to listen to you and your little pretty little getup, okay, and your fancy little accent. Listen, if I want to order shirts with iridescent ink that shimmers and shines and is crazy and then looks in completely different colors and shines and shimmers and different angles and lightings, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Oh, my.
If I want to wear something that's shinier than Edward Cullen's skin and the shimmering sun,
no!
I'm going to do it.
No.
And I don't care what you Brits say. I don't care because look at my hoodie. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's eye-catching. And also, your food stinks.
Where are you meeting them?
The old group.
I'm going to go to SundayCool.com.
No!
Yes, and we're going to order t-shirts. And listen, anybody who listens to Ninjas with Butterflies, as long as you pay us, we'll give it to you for free.
Wow!
All you got to do is pay what we tell you to do, and it's free.
Guards, arrest him!
To the gallows!
To the gallows!
No!
Wasn't that ad fun?
That was such a fun ad. I couldn't believe you said that.
No, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that would happen.
I know, me either. That was crazy, dude.
It was, yeah. What?
Yeah. Should we?
4th of July presidential facts.
Wait. Did we not do question corners?
Yeah, we got to do these two first.
Let's do him first.
I take the elbow.
Oh, we didn't come up with. Let's do a improvised Andrew has a reel because we didn't come up with one.
Evanescence.
Okay.
Andrew has a reel for us. It's really cool.
That's it.
Nice.
Yep.
Definitely good song. All right. I just sent it to a group.
Opening.
But don't click it. Does it need audio? Don't look at it either.
Who's doing audio?
It doesn't need audio?
I don't think so.
I saw the beginning. I'm sorry.
Don't look at it.
Okay. Wait, but if you open it, then it does it.
Don't look at
it. One of these.
You keep looking at it.
Or three, two, one, go.
Who's doing the sound?
I'll do it. I don't
know. Oh, no.
Ew. What?
Oh my God. Ew. Andrew.
Why did
Andrew.
I literally want to throw up for a second?
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea that's a thing.
Why did I want to? I can't think about
it. It's burned into my memory.
It's literally making me want to throw up. That's like the inside of a kangaroo pouch. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, it looks like the inside of a stomach.
Yeah. It's not like this cozy little warm, like fuzzy
like
thing.
Fur.
It's like, no, it's like you're looking inside the person's body at this point.
Ew.
It's so gross.
Oh, I don't like that.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
For that terrifying.
What is your algorithm like?
Well, I'm always looking for shock factor, and it's gotten really dark. I'm like, nope, that's too far. That's too far. That's too far.
Oh, man.
Right. But you know what time it is.
Hey, question corners, question corners, question corners with Lily.
And the questions are fresh on my mind.
Okay. Let me pull it
Give her
up.
Such a great intro. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
To stay on brand for the episode, which American history figure would you like to go get a cheeseburger with?
Ooh.
I have my answer.
American historical figure?
Yes.
Man, that's good. That's a good question. What is your answer?
Something like Harriet Tubman. I think I like to kick it with Harriet Tubman. She's so brave. And I'm sure she has a good sense of humor.
You think?
I
want to go get a burger with Buzz Aldrin.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he seems like a really fun dude.
It can still happen.
And he's probably like, I don't care at this point. I'll tell you everything that happened.
Yeah. Aliens.
Yeah.
They're not green. They're orange.
They're not green. They're orange.
Alex Jones.
Andrew?
Absolutely no one.
Why?
Why?
I can't eat a cheeseburger.
Hamburger.
Oh.
Hamburger. Okay.
Tofu wrap.
Maybe. Maybe Edison. He had connections to Hawaii. A lot of people don't know that.
Thomas Edison?
You know, he was like an animal abuser.
Didn't know that.
Or was that Benjamin Franklin?
That was Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, okay.
The palace in on Oahu had power, like light bulbs before the White House in America.
Wow.
Thomas Edison was a real jerk to Tesla, though. Yeah. So
probably. You could punch him for Tesla.
I'll do Tesla. Because I'll do Tesla. Yeah. Sorry, Buzz. But Tesla just seems to have a lot of knowledge that I'm really curious about.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
But Buzz, if you still want to go get
Buzz,
a burger.
Maybe you can join us. Meet us up later, like 15 minutes into the conversation.
You're still alive, so we can make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's still alive, so well, yeah, come on, it could happen.
You should get him on the pod.
You could have a cheeseburger with Balls Aldrin if you wanted to, right?
Did you purposely mess up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say Buzz, but I was like, oh, we might as well stay on brand. I think mine would be, I fall into like some pop culture would be cool. Like, so Frank Sinatra would be really cool.
I didn't even.
That'd be such a cool thing, person to meet. But also, I think Billy Graham or Mr. Rogers would be really dope, too.
Oh, cool. Like, Mr. Rogers,
think about the wealth of knowledge you get into those conversations.
Yeah, Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, totally.
You're talking all about the secrets. Mr. Rogers with his cardigan.
He's so nice.
He is so nice.
If I went, I couldn't get a cheeseburger with Tesla because I wouldn't know what to ask him. It'd be a waste.
And then the toughest thing is just coming up with the right questions.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
I just brag about myself the whole time. What'd you guys talk about?
So Tesla, get this. I got a podcast. I know.
Like, impressive.
Like, you've heard of a radio, right?
I invented it.
Yeah, I know. I invented what you're doing.
Good question.
Yeah.
So comment below. What was your question?
Which American history figure would you like to get a cheeseburger with?
That.
The most, yeah. And the least.
And the least.
Well, who's the person you would, doesn't mean you hate him, just the least. Like, who's the last person you would send an invite to?
Charles Manson.
Yeah. Scary.
Yikes.
Fun facts about presidents.
Yes.
Shall we get into it?
American history, baby.
So we didn't talk about this on the last podcast, but with our little group text, we're like, each one of us comes with a fun fact about a president.
Fun fact, fun story, something fun, to learn about a president.
So sit on back.
Enjoy
these fun facts.
We're diving deep into history, baby.
All right.
You want to go first?
Start it off.
Okay, I cheated as well. I'm doing two people just because I love Andrew Jackson and Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And when I say I love Andrew Jackson, that doesn't mean I approve of everything he's done. Because, yes, he was a president, but also he was a murderer and a racist. But he's
I didn't know he murdered someone.
He did, and lots
a
of people.
Big dueler.
Yeah, big dueler.
Oh yeah.
Dude, he dueled over 100 times.
I did see this today.
Dude, he's insane. So Andrew Jackson, listen, he was a man of the people, as long as you were the right color of people. But Andrew Jackson, that's the truth. It's the truth for him. He's a fascinating dude. Do not enable his. Condone all of his actions. Right. So. Andrew Jackson, he was a president. He was a man of the people. He grew up poor. He became a president from literally nothing. Mm. And he loved people. And so,
literally like you.
Literally like me.
Look at you.
George Washington.
You're George Washington.
Yes. But listen, when he became president, he did something absolutely wild for his very first thing. Like, he got done with his inauguration and he looked at the 10,000 people that were like sitting around listening to him. And he says, you know what? Party at my place. They've never had an open invitation at the White House ever before.
Wow.
So Andrew Jackson says, hey, everyone who's here, you don't need an invitation. Consider this your invitation. Come tonight. The White House, we're partying. There was no barriers. There was nothing up. So people just showed up. They drank. They had fun. And after a day or two, they stayed there. This is January 6th. To another level.
Oh, my gosh.
They started residing in the White House, still partying, doing a lot of things that were very, very inappropriate. And it got to the point where Andrew was almost crushed against the wall because of a crowd. And so they had to sneak him out of a window. And the only way they can get this party to stop in the White House, because it was apparently they had a rule. You never ask someone to leave the White House.
Oh,
it was
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was like they couldn't just
even
ask.
To this day.
Yeah. So
wow.
they came up with an idea. They said, listen here, we're going to take all these barrels of booze and we're going to put them out on the lawn.
Yeah.
And then over time, everyone drifted outside to like get a drink cat. And then they locked the doors and never
that's
happened
so
again.
Funny.
Isn't that hilarious? Oh my gosh. That happened. That's what he did first time. And then after that, he was like one of the first presidents to ever get in a train. Ride a train. He traveled the country because he was very like he wanted people to know the president like firsthand. Oh. So he was a very cool dude in that regard. But I'm sharing this story with about Jackson because do you know how Florida was acquired?
No.
In America. Well, I think it was Madison or Monroe, whoever the president was. Jackson was underneath, and they're like, hey, listen, the Spain owns Florida. You want me to go take them? I could take them in 60 days. Writes the letter, never hears back from the president. And then he's like, okay, I'll do it. So he starts going down there, starts killing people, like rummaging, start taking people out. And then within that amount of time, they had signed a treaty that said basically, yeah, we'll give up Florida. But the whole time, Andrew Jackson's just
fighting people.
He's like, I'm just going to be a good person. Just, just run out there and start doing it my own thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, that's exactly what he did for Florida, and it's a terrible thing.
So it was before he was president?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
talk about a man who takes initiative.
Of Andrew Jackson, we have Florida.
Exactly, wow. Yeah.
And thank you.
And is he the original Florida man?
Oh,
yeah, in the worst kind of way.
Andrew Jackson is the original Florida man. What a headline.
Yeah, he led the Trail of Tears and everything like that. So it was an awful thing.
That's
but,
not very good.
Oh, no.
But also he hated the idea of a worldwide banking, like a national banking system, like one central bank. And that's why I think it's really funny that he's on the $20 bill now.
Hey.
He literally would have hated it.
In your face.
And who's replacing him now? Harriet Tubman.
For real, for real?
Yeah, I think that's in the works. I think it's going to take a while, but yeah, I think that's what's happening. Yeah. So I can go on Teddy Roosevelt later if you want me to, but...
Just do it now.
Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah. Okay, this is my favorite guy. This is super dope. This dude was born with like some weird abnormalities, and like he was not going to be making it to past a teenager because like his insides were too, his organs were too big apparently.
Wow.
But the dude was tough, and so he grew up older, and I think he was in his teens. He had a wife. His wife and his mom died the same day.
Terrible. Yikes.
Went through a really hard time, started grieving, bought a house and a ranch in North Dakota, and just started literally becoming an outlaw cowboy.
Whoa.
This dude brought in people. Like he was absolutely the dopest dude. But there was a time he was commissioned to be the New York police commissioner. He started the police academy as we know it today.
Oh, my gosh.
He started the police academy and national parks. That whole thing was him.
Yeah.
But he went to New York, and there was a cool story where he didn't want to be there, but he knew that people needed to support the police department. So he went there, and he made a law, no drinking on Sundays. And if you catch a person, go out there, catch people drinking on Sundays, and jail them.
Wow.
So he became this very hated person in New York, but that was his thing. I'm going to get you to hate me so you can trust your local government instead. Mm-hmm. And so that was his whole thing. And so when he got fired, all he would do is he'd pack up, go to North Dakota or Montana, and then go hunting. Because that's what he really wanted to do.
Yeah.
And one of his cool stories on when he was first inaugurated, one of the very first things he did is we invited the first black man to ever dine in the White House.
Wow.
People found out about it. Got really mad, and he's like, you know what? This is my new guy that I'm going to be taking with on all my speeches and everything.
What
nice.
A man.
So he rubbed it in everyone's faces. That was Booker T. Washington as well.
Wow.
Oh.
So, and my last fact about him was that he notoriously wanted to fight the heavyweight champions in the time. So he's like,
that's awesome.
You close the doors in the White
House. Awesome.
You close the doors in the White House, and he wanted to bare knuckle brawl.
Dude, we need another Teddy Roosevelt.
That's what I'm saying.
That's so awesome.
And the heavyweight champion knocked him in the face, making his eye go blind. Teddy begs him, don't tell anybody. No one can know I'm doing this because they will make me stop.
That is so cool.
Did
you know we took a family trip to Wyoming when I was in high school?
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed. It was this ranch, but one of the cabins on the ranch was one of his hunting cabins.
That's so cool.
And so me and my brother stayed in it. And I thought it would be so funny because they're like, yes, this is Teddy Roosevelt's hunting cabin in Wyoming. I took a knife. And I carved in the log. I said, TR was here.
No way.
Look That's at crazy. This. Teddy Roosevelt carved this. That's it's like, he wouldn't say was here with a WZ or a UZ.
Isn't that the trip that you went pee outside and there was a bear?
Yeah, because there wasn't a restroom.
Oh my gosh.
In this camp because it was like built in the whatever it was, 1800s, right?
1900s, yeah. Early.
But so I went out to pee because obviously I have to pee a lot, and I was peeing, and then literally probably from a little past Andrew, I was peeing. I was kind of like this. Look up. There's a grizzly bear, dude.
No way.
And I go, ha ha ha.
Dude, my God, dude, I would panic.
I peed all over myself.
Yeah.
And I just went in and like went under the blanket.
Dude.
And that may have been the start of my fear of bears.
Yeah.
Because that yeah, probably.
Really scared the pee out of me.
I would imagine so.
That's your most vulnerable state.
That's, yeah.
That's actually how when the teddy bears came from Teddy Roosevelt, is because one time they're like, hey, we should, you know, Teddy's visiting this area. Let's have him come and hunt a bear. They, you know, so they bring him up and, you know, he has his gun and everything. And they have a bear tied up against a tree. And no joke, he starts crying on the spot, apparently, and says, let the poor bear go.
Aww, what a man!
Like, he's like, yeah, it's like, dude, he's the best.
I love this man.
He also, like, discovered turns and, like, points in the Amazon River that no one had ever discovered before.
What? When was he there?
In his retirement. Well, he lost 60 pounds because he got sick with an infection there. Dude, it's insane.
You got all these facts.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. I'm fascinated by him. And he also was the youngest president ever, too.
Oh, wow.
So this any day, more?
No, that's it.
That is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Super
cool.
All right, Lil.
Okay. All right, okay.
Give us your fun fact.
You guys are going to yell at me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Who is the president? I'm so curious now.
Listen, if you guys go back to, let me find it. If you guys go back to Andy's question or prompt in Ninja Clan, he says, and I quote, everyone come with a fun fact about a president or the founding of the U.S.
Okay.
Cool.
My guy is Benjamin Franklin.
Ayo! Best president ever.
My source, he would have been president had he not been so old. That's what everybody said. He probably would have been the president. He was really old, though.
He was also kind of a creep, I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to say that without saying that.
He was a creep. My source is Joseph Stromberg from Vox.
Stromberg from Vox.
Woots.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
In 1781, Benjamin Franklin wrote an essay about farting.
No way.
Okay.
What did it entail?
Okay. Here's a quote from it. It is universally well known that in digesting our common food, there is created or produced in the bowels of human creatures a great quantity of wind. It's no known way. As, or it's sent to the Royal Academy of Farting, or simply the title was Fart Proudly.
No way.
And it says that the permitting this air to escape and mix with the atmosphere is usually offensive to the company, but from the fetid smell that it accompanies it. And it said, basically, a big quote was, Franklin wanted scientists to figure out how to make farts smell good.
Wow.
He was ahead of his time, dude. I know.
He said he wanted the goal of discovering some drug that is wholesome and not disagreeable to be mixed with our common food or sauces that shall render the natural discharges of wind from our bodies not only inoffensive, but agreeable as perfumes.
That is so fun.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And he was saying that this basically would revolutionize the world, that there's nothing that we can invent that would be better than something like this. And he said,
that's kind of true, though.
Yeah, it is. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't make our farts smell good? Come on.
And one of his quotes is, what comfort can Descartes, I think it's like Descartes, give to man who has a whirlwind of his bowels? So he's basically like saying, like, I can't enjoy anything of the arts if I need to fart, right?
Interesting.
It's always in the way.
Yes.
Wow.
Such a poetic way of saying that.
That's the Pride and Prejudice way of saying that we need to fart better. Golly.
In the end, it says, finally, he concluded that when it comes to practically the discoveries of Aristotle, Newton, and Descartes, and others are scarcely worth a farting, like a thing.
Golly.
He made a pun.
That is hilarious.
That's amazing.
I love that so much.
Great fun fact.
That's super cool.
He didn't end up publishing it. He just sent it to his buddies.
As we would have.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
As we would have. It's like, no one's going to take me seriously. I invent electricity at this point. Yeah. It's like I really got to, I probably shouldn't publish this.
Hey, don't be mad. This will be the last time I have to pee. I'm sorry.
Bro.
It's bad. It's bad today.
Hey, can we
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is crazy. Go ahead.
We can cut this out, right?
No, you're good. Fine. Yeah, go leave. Pee. No, people, you need to know how much you pee.
It's bad today.
It's okay. You know, I actually heard that Benjamin Franklin is actually I heard that Benjamin Franklin was actually kind of a fraud, too.
Yeah.
That, like, he wasn't the one to do the whole keychain, I mean, the key on the kite thing.
Yeah.
He had saw that and bought that off of somebody.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a, not like a party trick, but like a really cool thing to witness. And so that was never even really his idea. But yeah, I've heard some crazy stories about Benjamin Franklin.
Are we cutting this section out?
No, of course not.
I want to give you a fun fact that's not podcast friendly.
Then
I know
then
what you're going to say though about Benjamin.
Oh, presidents. All right, Andrew is up.
I got a super crazy fact. Have you guys heard of the Haiti experiment?
Oh, Haiti the country?
No.
Yeah, the Haiti experiment.
I feel like I have, but I don't know.
My president is Lincoln.
Okay.
He actually, he had a plan to deport all of the African slaves. It goes, he literally did not want African Americans. He wanted them to all be deported. His initial plan was back to Africa, but he was trying to work a deal with Panama. And then I'll just read because I like wrote it in a way that makes sense. After debating with abolitionists who did not like the idea, he pressed on trying to find ways to deport former slaves to Panama to work cotton fields. Back to Africa, most shocking part of the story is that he proposed a constitutional amendment to compensate slave owners for their loss of property. He then struck a deal with Bernard Cock, a Florida cotton planter, to use government funds to ship up to 5,000 freed slaves to Cow Island, a 20-square-mile island off Haiti's coast. He signed that deal the day before he issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Despite resistance from abolitionists like Frederick Douglass, who wrote, "We live here, we have lived here, we have a right to live here, and mean to live here."
Yikes.
Yeah. It's Abe Lincoln.
I think we're like, we look back at presidents, all of them were a little messed up.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. Like, yeah. They're like, there was no matter.
And I have something to talk about.
There's
with that.
No such thing as a solid good president.
No. Well, because no man is good.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's the idea.
That's like, a bummer, though.
Did you guys really not know that? That he had a deportation plan?
No. I do remember, like, in his first, like, I learned recently, like, in his first couple sentences, if his inauguration, he says, "I have no plans to abolish slavery." Like, he says that outright. But a lot of people are saying, like, obviously he has to say that because, like, that's what he's... He wouldn't have been elected. And so that's why he actually, his running mate was a person from the South, too. So, like, that was something they had to kind of figure out. But, yeah, I have never even heard of it. I'm terrible with American history, though.
So I wasn't going to talk about it, but I'll just bring it up real quick. There's a theory out there that Abraham Lincoln was, in fact, the first African-American president.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Now, what's the whole history with that? How, like, is
don't
this, like,
don't
dad,
really know, yeah. But it was like there's a rumor out there that he was an illegitimate son of a man that was half black, and so that would have made him part African American.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Golly, could you imagine if that came out?
That'd be pretty dope.
Barack Obama, like, oh,
he's like, come on.
Is that that's your Barack?
Yeah, I don't.
Come on.
Come on, guy.
I don't know. I can't do Barack Obama. Sorry, everyone.
Come on, guy. Like, Kermit the Frog?
Come on, guys.
What? Hey, fun fact. Teddy Roosevelt's kid was named Kermit.
Oh.
Yep, that's a hilarious name. Him and Kermit were rolling through the Amazon River, and I'm like, that's the hilarious name to name your kid. Kermit.
All right.
Shout out to all the Kermits out there.
Hey.
Here we go. My fun facts. I have three short ones, very short.
Alrighty.
And then one that includes every president.
Bring it home.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. Our 10th president, John Tyler, was born in 1790.
JT, baby.
And he still has two grandsons living today.
Grandsons?
What?
Yep.
What?
230 years later.
When was he elected?
He was, I don't know when he was elected, but he was born in 1790.
Wow.
And to this day has two grandsons still living.
That's crazy.
230 years later. Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
That makes it, oh my gosh.
My great grandpa, Hoopa's dad, was born during the Civil War.
And when was the Civil War?
1850s? Someone Google it.
Yeah. That's crazy, though,
first,
man. That's so nuts.
Grandson?
His first grandson? Like his grandsons.
Golly.
What are they, 200 years old?
No, they're like in their 80s or 90s.
He could have had him when he was later, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, because he was born in that 1790?
1860.
Yeah, and so you,
1861
to 65.
Pretty close. Nice. Pretty
Nailed
close.
Nailed it. That's crazy.
All right. Next one.
Your grandpa's a president of the United States. This is so long. That's nuts to me.
Is that nuts?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fun fact. 9th president, William Henry Harrison, was supposedly cursed by a Native American before he became president.
Cool.
And he has on record the longest inaugural speech, which was 2 hours. And it was raining, and it was cold rain.
Yeah.
And he ended up catching a cold and died of pneumonia 31 days into his presidency.
No.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yep. That's so funny.
All right.
Yeah, because it was raining and everything like that.
Yeah. last of the three fun facts, our 35th president, John F. Kennedy. So the average person can read 200 to 300 words per minute, which that seems like a lot to me.
Yeah.
Put me down for 70. But supposedly John F. Kennedy could read 1200 words per minute.
Goodness gracious.
1200 words per minute.
That's dummy fast.
Yeah,
stenographer kind of reading.
I heard that for the first time from my high school science teacher. And have you heard how they speed read? Like how they're able to do that?
They skip ahead.
No, they read one line forward, the next line backward.
What?
And you zig the page.
Oh my gosh.
There, do you know like the story on the real Rain Man? You know the movie Rain Man?
Yeah.
He was autistic, but was like super genius. Like the toothpicks fell on the floor, and he knew exactly how many toothpicks fell on the floor. But it's based off a real guy who they call the real Rain Man.
I didn't know that.
And he could open a book. Well, first off, he could he remembered everything he's ever read.
Mm-hmm.
He can go back. It's like a library in his head. But he could open a book, and with his left eye, he could read the left page, and with his right eye, he can read the right page.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is nuts. That's kind of like what I told you, President Garfield. He could write Greek in one hand and then Latin in the other.
Oh my gosh.
The exact same time.
Is he the count of Saint-Germain?
Probably. Dude, Saint-Germain is one of our presidents.
Oh, man.
Yo, this he's also Rain Man?
Yeah.
He's also Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he can do that, which is really cool, but I can do this.
Yeah.
Exactly. Name one president that's ever done it.
Yeah.
You can't.
You literally can't.
You can't.
I'm doing something.
Everyone watching this, tell us a president who's done this. The worm. With the worm? The wave.
Yeah, the worm wave.
The worm wave. A dance move.
Okay. Oh, that's your go-to. We have like, we're going to have a compilation. Exactly, like 10 years, we'll have a compilation of every time you do it.
Okay. Here's the conspiracy part of my fun fact.
This is every president, right?
Every president up until Joe Biden, because I don't know, when this came out,
okay,
he wasn't president yet.
Give me a one-liner intro.
Did you guys know that every single president in U.S. history is related to one king?
What?
What are you talking about?
No.
How?
No.
Yes.
You're being serious?
Dead serious. So, this is where it gets crazy. This man, his name is Harold Brooks Baker. He was a lawyer and a Harvard graduate. He did all this, like, this study on U.S. presidents and royal lineage. Like, his obsession was, like, the royals, like, the monarchy and stuff. He had this theory that the presidents weren't voted in by the people, but they were actually selected by whatever it is. They're selected based on royal bloodline.
Mm. Oh, no.
And it was called the royal candidate, or the most royal candidate theory.
Okay.
And then it was about, let me take a sip. It was about.
So aggressive.
13 or so years ago, this 12-year-old girl, for her seventh grade project, with the help of her grandparents, went down the lineage of each president, and they all connected to one man.
Weird.
Except for one at the time.
Okay.
Who? Roosevelt.
It was Martin Van Buren, the eighth president.
Yeah.
But they connected to one man. All their lineage traced back to King John. And he was of the house of, I'm going to totally butcher this, the house of Plantagenet. I don't
know. Nailed it.
Oh, how do you say that? The P word. The House of Plantagenet.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, I looked at it, I'm like, okay, don't remember how to say this. Plantagenet. All right, you tell me, just real quick, tell me how to say this.
I can't, if you spell it aloud, I can't get it.
I got it.
Plantagenet.
Plantagenet.
Yes,
Plantagenet.
That's it.
Plantagenet.
Plantagenet.
Wait,
first try.
Plantagenet.
Yeah.
Well, my phone starts floating.
Okay, let me redo this.
Say it three times in front of a mirror.
Plantagenet. Oh!
Okay.
You've had your finger like that for so long.
I know, because this is very interesting. They can trace each of their lineage back to King John from the House of Plantagenet.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
And there's a folklore around the House of Plantagenet that they were actually descendants from a demon.
Oh,
what?
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was old folklore. And King John is actually the villain king in Robin Hood.
Oh.
And he was just a terrible king, terrible dude. Like, pretty much everyone hated him.
Yeah.
And when he died, basically England was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's dead. And his wife left four of her children after he died, because it was just like not a good situation.
I'm getting out. Yeah.
So you can trace every single president back to him. And then they recently discovered with Martin Van Buren, the one that was like not involved, in it.
Yeah.
You can trace his lineage back to King John's mother.
Oh.
So it's literally all in the family lines.
Yeah.
Golly, is that possible?
That's really specific. Yeah. It's almost like, are all of us connected?
Well, they did say a stat was that they think that 150 million Americans can trace their lineage back to some sort of monarchy.
Oh.
Well, what are the odds that they all lead back to that one guy? That family,
yeah.
That's strange. So is this like, what's your source on this? Who'd you learn this from?
A seventh grader.
Literally outside there's a seventh grader.
No, but she had the proof of like the lineage of father, mother.
That is crazy.
And then King John.
Yeah. So is it just coincidence or is it?
Is she still living?
Who? The seventh grader? Yeah. I would assume.
Or she got.
Who knows? but yeah, even Donald Trump is related to King John.
Why am I not surprised?
Because I was like, it was like 13 years ago. So it's like, oh, you don't know if Donald Trump is. Yeah. And then another video I watched is like, he is in fact, his descendants go back to King John.
It keeps coming up.
Do they, is there betting on U.S. presidents? Like who's going to win an election?
Of course there is.
I'm sure there is.
So then we should all definitely get in.
Just trace the lineage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then what if both candidates are also, then we're messed up?
But that's where this dude's theory came in, was like, he's like, it's not about who the people vote for. It's who within the candidates that are running for president, who has the more direct bloodline to King John.
Are we going to test this out next year?
Yes. You know how that it's not a who's Snape? What's his name?
Alan Rickman.
And then there's another guy named Alan Rickman that does the guessing of right? Or what's his name? Internet, help us.
I don't know.
But there's another guy every election he's like never been wrong or something like that. He does a guessing. I bet that's his equation.
Have you ever heard the theory about Anne Hathaway being married to William Shakespeare's like incarnate, like new
reincarnate? No.
No, okay. All right, okay. So there's this theory that Anne Hathaway's husband is
I have heard
William
this.
Shakespeare. You know why? He looks exactly like William Shakespeare. And guess what his name is?
William Shakespeare?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. look it up. It's Anne Hathaway husband. It's super, super strange. No, wait, let's see here.
For some reason, who is maybe when you said Anne Hathaway, I thought of
Adam Shulman.
William Shakespeare. Let's see.
Who's
wait,
what are you talking about?
He really does look like him though. Look.
I guess. I don't really know what William Shakespeare fully looks like. Who's the famous lady that was blind and deaf?
Helen Keller?
That's who I thought of when you said Anne Hathaway.
No. I'm like, what? Helen Keller and William Shakespeare used to be married.
This is blowing my mind.
No, I can't remember what's the name connection. Anne Hathaway is being talked about for her beauty, but what about the fact that her husband looks very similar to William Shakespeare and William Shakespeare's wife? Oh, William Shakespeare's wife
was
named Anne Hathaway.
Oh, that's
my mix-up.
That was a connection.
Yeah, so... There's that theory that Anne Hathaway is married to William Shakespeare because William Shakespeare's real wife was named Anne Hathaway.
It says when
and
I
they look
up,
alike.
When I look it up, it says people also search for William Shakespeare. Yes.
It's super strange.
I'd forgot what this one thing, but the House of Plantagenet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nailing it.
The folklore behind the whole being descendants from a demon was that there's just certain characteristics of this family. One being very cruel and overpowering and like, but they also, it says that they had a supernatural success on the battlefield.
Oh.
Like they basically never lost a battle.
No matter the odds.
Yeah. And so I thought that was super weird.
Tell that to Robin Hood.
Ooh, shoo.
Have you seen that thing where Robin Hood, it was like the TikTok where it was like Robin Hood, steal from the rich, give to the poor. And he's like, here, I stole from the rich and you're poor. So
thank you
like,
so much.
Like, oh,
I'm rich.
And he's like,
he says, you're what?
But yeah, fun fact about Martin Van Buren, he was the first president born as a citizen of the United States.
Really?
Yep, because every previous president was born under British rule.
Oh,
nice.
Interesting.
Nice. Very interesting.
I'm learning a bunch of presidents were just like a bunch of nerds.
Bunch of nerds.
But it's like, that's who you want leading the country. You want smart people. Like, there was a lot of people that just knew how to do things. And now it seems like it's like just different. It's so different now.
There's a lot of mysterious things.
There's a lot of less beards, too. What's up with that?
It's been like over
100 years.
There's one president. I don't know what number he was. He was like 30 something or 20 something. He was the last president to have a beard.
Yeah. So sad.
Bring it back.
Come on, baby.
Hey, Joe Biden, you got time. Grow it out.
Grow it out.
It's going to help with the reelection.
Get a nice little burly beard.
David Letterman style. As soon as he gets off the air,
just
put it out.
I have some other really crazy conspiracy stuff, but I'm going to save it.
Let's save it
because
for next week.
I want it to be like a full wah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I do want to say this. Last podcast when Lily says that's AI, and then we talked about blaming AI for things, and then you made the joke.
I made the joke. I said I'm just picturing Lily going outside and looking at Denon, Josh's truck, and saying, "Oh, that's not real. That's AI."
Guess what happened right after we filmed that podcast?
The same day.
After we were done, Lily's like, goodbye, I love you, I'll see you at home. She pulls out of the parking lot, and she hits my truck. But!
I spoke it into existence.
She didn't say anything till the next morning.
Well, yeah, so...
And she was you're a little grumpy that morning.
There were witnesses, and so I felt like I had to tell you because somebody else would tell you before I would.
So you wouldn't have told if there wasn't a witness.
And I said, what else are you hiding from me?
What else did you do that no one else witnessed?
I got out of the car and the person that saw, they were like, dang! And I was like, thank goodness it's my husband's car, right? I backed right into it.
That's what you need to say every time you hit somebody's car. Yeah, I know, right? Thank goodness it's my husband's car.
But she was just tired. She's not much of a morning person.
Hey, pregnant
brain.
That's
fine.
Pregnant brain, guys.
I am a morning person. I'm pretty energized in the morning for the most part. You don't agree?
No.
I am. but I walk out, and she's just like, and I'm doing stuff, and I'm about to leave. She's
bye, Lily. Bye, Ada. I love you.
I love you. And she says, before you go, I need to let you know that I hate your truck. I said, where? She said, in the Sunday Cool parking lot. I said, no, where on the truck? She said, your back bumper. So, yeah.
I really need to know the geographical place in which you hit my truck. Yeah.
I told him to pull the footage, though, from the camera in the front of the shop.
Oh, please. That'd be hilarious.
Remember that time that your dad, Julep, was in his Jeep and your dad didn't park it?
I have the video. Did you ever see that video?
I don't think so.
My dad, there's someone in the front of Sunday Cool. My dad saw him and like thought he parked the truck.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
That happened. Jeep, and then got out and the Jeep was rolling. He's like.
And Julep is like. She jumps out really quick.
Yeah.
Golly.
But
terrifying.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
What are they what was your question?
Who would you get a cheeseburger with?
Okay, that and give us a fun presidential fact that we didn't mention in the comments. Oh. And we have a fan mail.
Yep. Fan mail? Do we want to open it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's it from?
hey guys, I'm a huge fan of your show and wanted to draw portraits of y'all. So I went to the Sunday Cool website and drew y'all's pictures from the Meet the Team section. I tried to do my best, so I hope y'all like them. If y'all want me to draw anything else, just email me a picture and I will try to do my best. There may be portraits, a couple characters coming soon. I also like to thank y'all for what you do. One more thing. Andy, always remember that you have a father in heaven and you will one day to get to see him in all of his glory.
Aww.
That's very sweet.
Elias Puckett. Thank you so much. P.S. Me and my good friend AI wrote y'all a poem. I hope y'all like it. So here's our... There's Josh.
Sick.
There's Josh.
Nice.
Gorgeous.
With what's his name?
Wilfred. Wilfred. I don't know.
Oh, this one looks like I'm doing Blue Steel from...
Zoolander.
And you're holding the JFK portrait.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gorgeous. You just see the top of his head.
I love it.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of the top of JFK's head. We don't do ninjas or butterflies because it's easy. We do it because it's hard.
What?
And don't subscribe to the podcast. That's what your country can do for you.
What'd you say? Four scores and 43 episodes ago. The only thing to fear
is fear in itself.
Is the...
With itself.
UFOs itself.
Yes. We're hiding things.
Make sure to review us on everything. Apple, Spotify. Let me just say this real quick.
Uh-oh.
There was someone...
Yeah, we're not going to give them the credit.
That was very nice, the review that you wrote. But what they did on Apple, which... Listen, we're not mad at you, but we're just explaining this.
I'm mad at you.
Oh.
I'm mad.
He gave us one star.
Just to get our attention?
And he said, just to get your attention. But here's the thing. One star has actually hurt us.
And so... We did notice your review.
It was a very nice review.
It was, and we noticed it. But that hurt us.
But you can go back and fix it. You can change it to 5 stars.
Surely you can.
Go back and fix it, and we read every comment anyway. So.
I promise you, every single comment and review, I read.
We read it. Whether we respond or not, we're reading it.
Okay, I love you. 5 stars on everything. Subscribe to YouTube.
Thank you for
Happy
watching.
America.
Hey!
USA! USA! USA!
And other countries, we love you as well. But...
And the British.
USA!
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 Did I say ninja? I meant...
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
empty your mind.
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas
attack! Wait, so it's a shimmery ink that changes with the angles and the lighting, and it's bright and it's beautiful. Okay.
It's brighter than Edward Cullen's Chinese skin.
Yeah. At least a Chinese skin. It's like he's not Chinese.
Yeah, he is.